Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 11, 16 slide. Visible translated text is as follows: 85 passengers, except Mary Fagan. As to what attracted my attention to Mary getting on the front end of the car, as a general rule, when she would catch our car, Mr. Matthews would say to her, "You are late today." And sometimes she would come in and remark that she was mad, that she was late today, and when she came that morning, Mr. Matthews said to her, "Are you mad today?" And she said, "Yes, I am late," and sort of laughed and came on in the car and sat down. She usually caught our car when she came in the morning, the one due in town at 7:07. I didn't know Mary's name. I just recognized Mary's face as the little girl who traveled with us. Redirect examination. I heard of the murder the next day. Newspaper reporters asked us to go down and identify the girl. There was no doubt about her being the little girl who was on our car. Oliver Street is the next street to Lindsay. I did not see Epps get on at Oliver Street. It is against the rule of the company to get to the city ahead of time. Recross examination. It is not against the rules to get in behind time. Sometimes we might get there a few minutes ahead of time, but hardly ever. We always look at our watches at the main destination, just at Broad and Marietta. We are supposed to do that. Herbert G. Schiff, sworn for the defendant. I am assistant superintendent of the National Pencil Company. I have been with the company about 5 years. Part of my duties was to get up data for the financial sheet. I occupied the same office as Mr. Frank. I took a trip on the road on the first Saturday in June, 1913. All of the company's money except the petty cash was kept over at Montag Brothers' office at the general manager's office, Mr. Sig Montag. All mail of the company is received at Montag Brothers'. The men in Mr. Montag's office made the deposit of money of the company. Mr. Frank and I only handled the petty cash ranging from $25 to $50. When we wanted money for the payroll, we would get a check from Mr. Sig Montag, who signed for the company. Mr. Frank and I had no authority to sign checks. I would go to the bank and get the money, and we would go to work at once filling the pay envelopes. We would always draw the exact amount of the payroll. Our petty cash amounted to from $25 to $50. We kept that on hand for items like drayage, kerosene, soap, candles. The money for the cash would all come from Mr. Montag's office. The salary of Mr. Frank and myself were paid by check, on the last of the month or the first of the next month. Mr. Frank's salary was $150 a month and my own $80. Montag Brothers' office is about 4 blocks from the factory. The company's bills were paid from Montag Brothers' office, where all the finances.